Thanks for coming, everyone. My name is Mike D'Angelica. I'm an hepatobiliary surgeon at Memorial Sloan Kettering. And Konstantin Umansky is one of our colorectal surgeons. And I think the goal of our meeting here, which I'm really happy to see is absolutely packed, is to get basically some colorectal surgeons and liver surgeons together and discuss the common issues we have as we try to manage patients together, sequencing surgery, sequencing the other related therapies, and how we sort of get it done, with the end goal being complete resection when it's feasible, when patients present with resectable disease. So we're going to have four talks. We've asked them to keep it to 15 minutes, and then that you give us a half an hour at the end of this for discussion, and I'm hoping we have some lively discussion from everybody here. For me, the discussion is often more important than the actual presentations. So we're going to start with Dr. Matthew Weiss from Johns Hopkins, who's going to talk to us about neoadjuvant chemotherapy for resectable, synchronous metastatic colorectal cancer. Is there a benefit at all to giving that chemotherapy ahead of time? Thanks, Matt. Come on up.
Thank you very much, Mike. Looking at the title of this talk, neoadjuvant chemotherapy for resectable, synchronous metastatic colorectal cancer, is there a benefit? I kind of have a feeling that Dr. D'Angelica had something to do with this title, because I always learned that you can't talk about benefits in the absence of a prospective randomized trial. So I hope I'm going to give you kind of my thought process on how to approach synchronous colorectal liver metastases, and hope we can open things up for a discussion after. I have no financial conflicts to disclose. We all know colorectal cancer is very common. At diagnosis, 20 to 25% of patients will actually have stage 4 disease. And synchronous colorectal liver metastases are present in about 15 to 20% of patients. Of those, 70 to 80% will be contained within the liver. These are the patients that we're talking about today. Curative intent surgery is the best curative option for this disease. I think all surgeons in the room can agree upon this. Resecting colorectal liver metastases can achieve a 5-year survival of anywhere from 40 to 50%. There's very few patients that go unresected that live beyond 5 years. And I think we can also agree that one of the things that's changed is chemotherapy has really improved the treatment of stage 4 colorectal liver metastases. I borrowed this slide from Dr. Tim Pollack a number of years ago, and I think it still fits. If you think about stage 4 colorectal cancer, with best supportive care, patients live less than 6 months. But with the addition of 5-FU-based regimens, FOLFOX, FOLFIRI, and now some of the new biologic combinations, now even with stage 4 disease, patients can live as much as 2 or even 3 years. So chemotherapy has evolved, chemotherapy has improved, surgical technique has improved, and it begs the question, when you see a patient with synchronous colorectal liver metastases, what is the right next step? Should they go right to surgery for the best curative intent option? Or should they get some chemotherapy or perioperative chemotherapy? And I want to go through some of the logic behind that. Before we start, it's amazing. If you look through the literature, there's varying definitions of what actually synchronous colorectal liver metastases represents. You see anything from diagnosed within three months of the original primary colorectal cancer, you see 6 months, you see at the same time as diagnosis. It's very difficult reading the literature to actually define what is a synchronous colorectal liver metastases. You see a patient in clinic and they had their colon resected, let's say 1 month ago, and their first postoperative scan has disease in the liver. Is that synchronous colorectal liver metastases or is that metachronous? I think most of us would say that we should agree upon, for purpose of this talk, just synchronous colorectal liver metastases is defined as metastases that are detected at or before diagnosis of the primary colorectal cancer. So what are the arguments in favor of neoadjuvant chemotherapy or preoperative chemotherapy? Well, the possibility of eradicating putative micrometastases early, potentially allowing the biology of the disease to declare itself, so-called selection. Can we somehow avoid what may be seen as futile surgery in bad prognostic colorectal liver metastases? Another argument in favor of neoadjuvant therapy is, can we potentially downsize colorectal liver metastases to improve our R0 or margin negative resection rate and optimize parenchymal preservation? And also, can we use chemotherapy as almost an in vivo test to determine what the optimal chemotherapy regimen will be for a certain patient? So first, the first point is microscopic disease. We know that the one of the main reasons for, or one of the main arguments for using neoadjuvant chemotherapy is to try to combat micrometastatic disease from day one. And we know from this study that micrometastatic disease is associated with worse overall survival. So if you take patients that get neoadjuvant chemotherapy and you look whether they had micrometastatic disease at the time of resection, those that had micrometastatic disease did worse. Unfortunately, this study didn't look at whether neoadjuvant therapy actually reduces the incidence of micrometastatic disease, but clearly micrometastatic disease portends a worse survival. This study here actually looked a little bit closer at intrahepatic micrometastatic disease, and granted there's some heterogeneity in terms of how you actually define micrometastatic disease, whether it be vascular invasion or peribiliary invasion or lymphatic invasion. But for the most part, if you looked at patients that had neoadjuvant chemotherapy versus those that did not, and there was actually a selection bias for more aggressive tumors in the neoadjuvant chemotherapy group, meaning more stage 3, stage 4, and more patients that actually had multiple liver metastases, what you saw was that neoadjuvant chemotherapy up front, had a 24% micrometastatic disease burden versus 81%. So logically, this would make sense to me that giving upfront chemotherapy, at least in essence, is associated with less micrometastatic disease at the time of resection. Now, Renee Adam was one of the first people that I know that kind of looked at whether you can use neoadjuvant chemotherapy to actually test the tumor biology. And this was a retrospective study, 131 patients, both synchronous and metachronous disease. And what you saw was that patients that actually had progressive disease had a worse five-year overall survival of 8% versus 37%. So clearly, patients that progress on chemotherapy seem to do worse. So can you use that as an actual test for biology? The caveat of this study is that 24% of these patients actually already had extrahepatic disease, and almost a quarter of them also were already on second and third line chemotherapy. But in a follow-up study, it was important to note that of patients that were started with preoperative chemotherapy, the rate of progression was actually pretty low. Most studies show that the rate of progressive disease on chemotherapy of colorectal liver metastases is about 8%. I think that's a good number to carry with us, that if you start someone on chemotherapy, what's the chance that they're going to progress? However, in that group, even of those patients that progressed, there was a subset that still did relatively well with a surgical resection. So I don't think that using neoadjuvant chemotherapy to necessarily rule patients out or to determine that patients are going to undergo a futile operation makes sense. Because, for instance, in this group of patients that had low CEA levels, that had less than or equal to 3 liver metastases or had smaller tumors, they still achieved a five-year overall survival of 53%. So I think we need to be careful that using neoadjuvant chemotherapy in order to test biology doesn't necessarily rule out patients for the possibility of having a good oncologic outcome with a resection. This is in close congruence to Dr. DeAngelica in the Memorial Sloan Kettering's group, where they saw that really response to neoadjuvant chemotherapy in colorectal liver metastases was did not necessarily correlate with overall survival. So I do not think that we should be using neoadjuvant chemotherapy in a sense that if patients progress, they should be not considered surgical candidates anymore. Whether using neoadjuvant chemotherapy can impact margin status and parenchymal preservation really remains unknown. There's several retrospective studies. There's multiple reports that conflict. They're biased. They're retrospective in nature. And they also always seem to include initially deemed unresectable patients with the idea that you can downstage with neoadjuvant chemotherapy. So I think we should be careful in using neoadjuvant chemotherapy in order to improve margin status or parenchymal preservation. It doesn't mean it can't happen. It just means we don't know how well it does that. Using neoadjuvant chemotherapy, in essence, as an in vivo test is absolutely, there's no evidence. There's no evidence that you can use that I'm aware of. Well, what are the arguments against neoadjuvant chemotherapy? The arguments against is that you could somehow select for more aggressive chemo-resistant clones, that you could induce chemotherapy liver toxicity, which in theory could increase surgical complications, that you could delay potentially definitive potential curative resection, and that you could essentially have disappearing liver metastases. Well, there are some studies, this study out of MD Anderson by Dr. Vogtay, showing that actually patients that got adjuvant FOLFOX, so this is chemotherapy after the primary colon tumor is removed, and then develop colorectal liver metastases, so metachronous disease, when they received FOLFOX versus not receiving adjuvant chemotherapy, they did seem to have higher somatic mutation rates in the tumors, and in particular, they had higher KRAS mutations, which may be important. So the idea here is, could you essentially be selecting for more resistant clones by putting someone on chemotherapy in between operations? But again, this is metachronous disease. This is not synchronous disease, which is what we're talking about today. If you looked at this paper by Dr. Pollack, he also looked at kind of KRAS mutational status and whether patients got neoadjuvant chemotherapy or not. And what you saw was that patients that did receive neoadjuvant chemotherapy that had a KRAS mutation did seem to be associated with a worse overall survival. So again, the question arguing against neoadjuvant chemotherapy is, could we somehow be selecting for resistant genetic mutations? The thought against neoadjuvant chemotherapy that potentially could cause liver toxicity and preclude liver resection. I think all of us have experiences with patients that have been on chemotherapy for a year or a year and a half and come and see you and clearly have cirrhosis or have steatohepatitis, steatosis, you know, conditions that preclude liver resection. But interestingly, in this, the first author of this paper was a co-fellow of mine along with Dr. DeAngelica. When Memorial looked at their series on patients undergoing liver resections with neoadjuvant chemotherapy, interestingly enough, there was no real association with increased complications in the patients that had been on chemotherapy. If anything, the odds ratio seemed to show somewhat of an improvement or less complications in patients that received upfront chemotherapy. So could receiving neoadjuvant therapy prevent a potentially curative resection? I think it's important to note that neoadjuvant therapy rarely leads to tumor progression, especially in the first 2 to 3 months. We know from retrospective series on metachronous disease that delays in treatment can be associated with a worse overall survival, but I don't think that necessarily correlates with synchronous disease. I think synchronous disease, by definition, is somewhat more aggressive in the beginning. Dealing with the disappearing liver metastases, you know, liver surgeons are always concerned that if there's a lesion deep within the liver and it's small, that you're going to have such a response to chemotherapy that we may not be able to find it after. I'll be honest, in my practice, I don't find that to be a legitimate issue very frequently. Disappearing liver metastases occur anywhere from about 5 to 38% of the time, and about a quarter of those will still have viable tumor if you resect that area of the liver. But again, I do not see that very frequently in my practice. If we are concerned about something along those lines, obviously there's the option of marking that tumor with a fiducial in order to later either resect the tumor or ablate that area of the liver. So when you talk about benefits of neoadjuvant therapy, you're always looking for clinical trials, prospective trials. Unfortunately, there are none that I'm aware of. If you look at the EORTC trial, which people usually try to extrapolate, obviously this was a prospective randomized trial, perioperative FOLFOX versus just resection. And you saw that there was really, on long-term follow-up, really a no difference in 5-year overall survival rate. There was a slightly improved, I'll say modest improvement in the progression-free survival rate of about 8% at 3 years. And median overall survival was longer, and there were more patients alive in the perioperative chemotherapy group, which has made most of us believe that patients, at least after undergoing resection, should receive some form of chemotherapy, although amazingly enough, this is still a matter of debate. I think the caveats of applying EORTC to synchronous colorectal liver metastases is that most patients had metachronous disease in this study. The study also only included patients with less than 5 liver metastases, so-called better biology. And most patients with synchronous liver metastases today already receive adjuvant chemotherapy. So trying to compare perioperative chemotherapy versus adjuvant, I think, is difficult to conclude from this trial at least. To my eye, there's at least 13 retrospective studies looking at neoadjuvant chemotherapy versus surgery first. Some of these are better than others. I found 5 that I think are really well done retrospective studies. But if you look at this meta-analysis, neoadjuvant chemotherapy was significantly associated with an improved 3-year overall survival rate with a hazard ratio of 1.19. And there was no real heterogeneity in these trials, meaning all of them seemed to have at least some association with improved survival treating patients with neoadjuvant therapy. So some of the caveats of using these retrospective studies to kind of come up with our plan, synchronous and metachronous are pretty much always grouped together in these cohorts. Neoadjuvant and conversion therapy are also frequently grouped together, and the criteria for resectability, I think we would all agree, has kind of changed over time. So I think that has to at least be brought into question. So what about guidelines? Can guidelines guide us? We talked about there's no prospective trials, there's a few retrospective trials. Well, I think the guidelines are going to convince you that the group is still somewhat confused on what to recommend. So if you look at the expert group on oncosurgery management of liver metastases, they basically say that for asymptomatic colorectal cancer and resectable liver metastases, it should be chemotherapy first, followed by surgery in either a 1 or a 2-stage operation. But they admit that there's really no strong evidence to support this recommendation. Another consensus from Central America and the Caribbean, basically giving you three options. You can do a colectomy, you can do a combined operation and then give adjuvant chemotherapy, you can give neoadjuvant therapy, do the resection and then give some postoperative adjuvant therapy, or you can do a stage operation with chemotherapy in between. Basically, they run the gamut of recommending dealer's choice, whatever you'd like to do. If you look at the NCCN guidelines, again, a little bit wishy-washy. The recommendation for synchronous colorectal liver metastases is synchronous or stage colectomy, followed by adjuvant chemotherapy, or option 2, neoadjuvant chemotherapy for 2 to 3 months, or option 3, do the colectomy, give some chemotherapy, and then do the liver resection. So I think clearly we don't have a complete consensus. So in summary, I think most of the theoretical advantages of neoadjuvant chemotherapy make logical sense, but are not necessarily supported by the literature. There are concerns about potentially deleterious effects on the liver giving neoadjuvant chemotherapy, but I think most of us would say that in a short course of chemotherapy, those risks are low. The EORTC trial, I don't think really adequately addresses whether we should be treating neoadjuvant chemotherapy for synchronous disease. Based on retrospective data, there seems to be an association with improved overall survival by giving perioperative chemotherapy. But current guidelines really aren't supported by any evidence. Now, I'll go real briefly because I'm going over on time, but we all know that the NSABP C11 trial, which really would have answered this question, closed because of poor accrual. Potentially the PERIMAX trial, although different chemotherapy regimens could shed some light on this question. We would all ideally like to have a randomized trial of synchronous colorectal liver metastases and getting either surgery and adjuvant therapy versus getting perioperative chemotherapy and surgery. But I think before this optimal scenario, we're stuck with the retrospective studies, which obviously lack propensity score matching. I personally think the future is going to be stratifying these patients. There are clearly patients that present with synchronous disease, solitary disease. We're using very crude measurements of biology these days. We're using the size. We're using the CEA level. I think that eventually we're going to be using other parameters, genetic parameters, KRAS status, BRAF status. We're giving a talk tomorrow on actual specific KRAS codon mutations that may portend a better or worse response to chemotherapy. I think the future in determining who will get neoadjuvant chemotherapy will be along those lines as opposed to the crude measurements that we currently use. So my personal thoughts are, I'm not sure we can say there is truly a, quote, benefit to neoadjuvant chemotherapy with the data that was presented today, but I think logically synchronous colorectal liver metastases represent more aggressive biology than metachronous disease for the most part. Treatment with neoadjuvant therapy has, in my mind, a low risk of progression and a low risk of surgical complications if it's not given for a long period of time. So for me, perioperative chemotherapy makes sense for synchronous colorectal liver metastases. Thank you. Okay.